Good morning, everybody. I am sat out on a blissful day. Not quite as hot as it could be, and the sun's not here quite as much as it could be, but it's still a lovely day. And I'm just sat out in the garden for the first time in quite a while because it's been so wet. So this is an awesome day. Barbecue tomorrow, which, again, is going to be absolutely awesome. I'm just going to audioboo a few thoughts about the HTC One Mini 2, which is a much superior device to the HTC One Mini. Firstly, because of battery life. The HTC One Mini, the battery is absolutely shocking on it. The back, home, and recent apps buttons on the HTC One Mini, if you hit them, they just instantly go back, as were on the HTC One Mini 2, you double tap them. Now, I don't have much of a problem with not having to double tap. What I will say, however, is that given this doesn't have a physical home key, I think it's much preferable that you don't just hit them and they go back straight away, in case you accidentally land on them, because the home key is kind of a good marker, like on Samsung devices and whatever else. The microphone, as far as I'm concerned, is reasonably good on this device. The audio quality is much superior to its predecessor also. The speakers are really good on this device. It's got a 1.4 dual core Snapdragon 400 processor, which is much faster than its predecessor also, and noticeably also you can change the runtime, which we'll not go into too much because that's just fiddling with the device. The important thing is what it does do is help save battery and it opens applications quicker. And the only reason it is in developer options at this stage and not used across the board is because Android were waiting for application developers to develop to run with the new runtime, which is called Art as opposed to Delphic. And in future versions of Android, that's the way that it's going to be, which is awesome because it just speeds up the system and whatever else. The other thing I have noticed as far as the microphone is concerned, dictation is exceptional on this device, and I think it's down to the clarity of the microphone when you're actually dictating. I've noticed this on some devices, some are worse than others, and especially with my accent, but this seems to work relatively well in comparison to a lot. So there's a lot to go for this device. It's build quality being metal and whatever else is awesome as well. Connectivity seems to be excellent. The only thing I suppose I dislike is the fact that you have to double tap the dialer and keyboard, but as we know, you can certainly switch the keyboard out. And also, just as a quick note for those of you who don't know, because you may have seen my boo about Flexi last week, Flexi are now participating on the Eyes Free list, and they are going to start user testing in June to a couple of improvements, we don't know what they are at present, to their keyboard, and that has got to be a good thing also. So hopefully there's going to be something to shout about there. So that will do from me, and I will catch you all soon. Oh, by the way, at this present minute in time, because of the state of the Audioboo app on Android, because I know I have a direct message which I haven't replied to at this stage, it's a little bit more awkward. New Audioboo app is hopefully starting beta test in June, so that is going to be awesome. Hopefully that'll solve a lot of our problems, and we can deal with that, and I will get round to replying to those also. So, not ignoring anyone, it's just a little bit more difficult than I would like at the minute.